Good morning.
Good morning.
This is our first and Sam's first official day as vicar. Let the fun begin.
After the service, you'll see that there's been a small reception set up back in the library. So a little punch, a little cake, and we'll celebrate Sam's first day with us as vicar. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. don't know what to say, which I said that I'm not going to say anything, and that drew a laughter at one of our meetings. Even the bishop laughed at that. But I do thank you very much for your support, your love. And remember, this is all our love in Christ. And as we move forward, let us all keep that in mind, that the real purpose is this Christian love and sharing. And we'll be talking a little bit about that in the sermon today when I get there at that point. Are there any other announcements? Other than I saw some faces that, gee, in another lifetime, in another century, I saw here and have seen since, but then some others that are perhaps new, and I do welcome you to our service this morning, and thank you for coming and attending the worship for Jesus. We will be proceeding with a look at All Saints Day, which actually took place on November 1st, which by chance was my first official day. But All Saints Day, and looking at that, and we do have some things for the children's message also. At this point, let us continue then with the recognition of saints. It's in your bulletin on page 1. O God, we remember with thanksgiving those who we have loved and who have served you on earth, who now rest from their labors. We remember especially from this congregation Dave Britcher, Dorothy Smith, Ben Towsey, and Dorothy Kleck. Please keep us in union with all your saints and bring us with them to the joyous feast of heaven through Jesus Christ our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Please stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, healer of our every ill, source of unending mercy.
Amen.
Embraced in enduring grace and good hope, let us turn again to God, confessing the truth about ourselves. Most merciful God, we come before you, beloved but broken. We have not always treated others as we would live to treat us. We have not always called out injustice and abuse. We have not always been kind to ourselves. We have not always taken care of the world we share with other living creatures. Remind us of who we are, beloved children, bathed in your love. Renew us from your spirit to live as your holy people, bringing healing and brokenness around us. Amen. At every moment, you are held in existence by the love of God, renewed by the Spirit within and among you, and made alive again in Christ. Receive this assurance in Jesus' name. You are forgiven and freed to live for the healing of the world.
Thank you.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. This is the feast. Children's sermon. Okay.
Just write it on.
Yes. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitments, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The book of Daniel was written in the 2nd century of BCE, when the Syrian king Ancinus Philippines was severely persecuting the Jews. Daniel's vision of the four beasts serves to proclaim the message that human kings will come and go, but the kingdom will ultimately belong to God and to God's people. The first reading is from Daniel chapter 1. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in the bed. Then he wrote down the dream. I, Daniel, saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea. And four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me, and the visions of my head terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all this. So he said that he would disclose to me the interpretation of the matter. As for these four great beasts, four kings shall rise out of the earth, but the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, sing to the Lord a new song, God's praise in the assembly of the faithful.
Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their Lord.
Let them praise their maker's name with dancing. Let them sing praise with tambourine and harp.
For the Lord takes pleasure in the people and adorns the poor with victory.
Let the faithful rejoice in triumph. Let them sing for joy on their beds.
Let the praise of God be in their throat, and a two-edged sword in their hand,
to wreak vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples.
To bind their cities in chains and their nobles with links of iron.
To inflict on them the judgment decreed. This is glory for all God's faithful ones. Hallelujah. After giving thanks for the faith of the Ephesians, Paul prays that they might understand the wisdom, hope, and power of God that is embodied in Jesus Christ. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to His counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set out our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in Him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of His glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of our glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know Him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which He has called you. What are the riches of His glorious inheritance among the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of His power for us who believe? According to the working of His great power, God put this power to work in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and domination, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And He has put all things under His feet and has made Him the head over all things for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. Here ends the reading.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter. The Gospel reads, Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, and for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. And woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. We have some, have the kids. I would like the other kids too. I know there are kids hiding. So Zeb, come on down. Yep, and some other ones I know. We got Hope, Evan, we got some coming. I've got a little bit of preparation here. We got stuff. Tell you,
hang on.
Oh, my goodness. The pumpkins have taken over. Now, boy, you never know what's going to happen. Oh, thank you. Boy, this is... I knew sooner or later we'd overflow into other pews. You three can just hang there for a little. Come on down right around the giant pumpkin. Do we have any others that are hiding? Sloan, you didn't... Sloan? And where's Harrison? Harrison, come on down. Harrison, if you don't want to come, your father will help you come forward. Okay? Remember, you guys have something to do here when we... Yeah. Oh, wow. This time of the year, we're backing away from a few things, but it's not Halloween anymore. Even though the ones that stay are going to hear me say that. Halloween. That was a fun time, but we got something special coming. But it is a time, and it should be always, a time of thanksgiving. That's coming next, isn't it? Thanksgiving, yeah. Which means, of course, eating too much. Right, Paige? Yeah, okay. And what's going to happen? I am going to ask you now, close your eyes, think of something you're thankful for. Just one or two words. Okay? Now you can open your eyes. You got that fixed in your mind. I had asked these three to do that. And I would like, doesn't matter which one goes first, but they are going to write with marker on the pumpkin. Now it is permanent marker, so we don't, you know, you got, that's it. Okay, very good. So, go ahead and write your things. Take turns if you need to, or you can go anywhere. You can come down around it on the front, the back side. Okay? Write it so that it can be seen. Now, what we're going to do then is, either Harrison or Sloan, one of them is going to carry the pumpkin back to the junior church room. Okay? And back there, you, boys and girls, and even the ones that didn't come from the junior church room, I want you to go back too. Okay? You don't have to stay if you want to come back out with your folks then. But I want you to write on the pumpkin what you thought of a little bit ago. Now, if you're like me and you have rough writing or you're not quite sure how to spell something, we've got the older guys and gals back there, Sloan and Harrison, are primed for that. They'll help you write that on the pumpkin. Okay? So that's one thing to do. That's work here. It's like schoolwork here in the church. But I got some homework for you to do, too. Oh, my goodness. Each one of you, the three up here, now you might have to wait till after church. But the rest of you, after the anthem, kids' anthem, okay, will get one of these little pumpkins to take home with you. Now, if you're going back to the junior church, you can leave it with your folks here in the church somewhere, okay, wherever they're at. But your assignment is to take that pumpkin home and write thankful things on it at home. And I want your parents to do that too, and older brothers and sisters. Now, I know, Olivia, that means you're going to have, let's see, father, mother, and two. That means there's going to be five of you at least writing things on. And if you have aunts, uncles, grandparents stopping by, they could write on it too, as long as there's space and the thing lasts. So it is a thank pumpkin. Okay? Things to be thankful for. That's your homework. That's not too bad of a homework assignment, is it? Okay, you guys got her done there? All right, you can lay the markers just right here. Lids are on them, right? And Sloan and Harrison will take care of that after the sermon. I guess that won't be in the way there. Well, whoopee. The pumpkin won't be in the way if they take it after your anthem. Okay. Let's bow our heads. Our gracious Jesus, we can't thank you enough. And forgive us when we forget to thank you about all the little things as well as the big things. But we thank you for bringing us here. We thank you for this place and for all of our friends and family and leaders. We ask a blessing on each and every one here that are part of your church. We ask that you would carry your love in our hearts, with us, wherever we go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, the markers are there. You three are singing with the hand. No? Some, yeah, some are yes, some no. Okay. Linda, you're up. And the ones, just hang tight. The ones that aren't singing, just hang tight and get your pumpkin later. No, well, yes, come back up during the offering.
Did you say that?
No, I said it to you 2 weeks ago. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. take a pumpkin. Okay, take a pumpkin. You can leave it with your parents. They'll gladly hold on to it for a while. Yeah, you guys come up and get one too. Come on up. Okay.
A brother and a sister, do we each get one?
You each get one. So you get one, yep. You can take yours back and leave it there, unless you want to keep it here. You just put it under your chair, sure. That's it, good. Yep, take that pumpkin. Now, Harrison and Sloan, when you bring the pumpkin back about offering time, put it on the table where the communion elements are now. I think that'll be a good place for it. It's easy to see. Okay? And it'll stay there for at least an hour, 10 weeks. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Barb. And everybody. And yes. Okay. And thank you to all that helped there. Wonderful time there. As I alluded to in the very beginning, we'll talk a little bit about this All Saints Day thing. Comes around every year. And the history of it, All Saints Day is actually November 1st. It oftentimes is celebrated on the first Sunday after November 1st. Well, that's today. Okay? And it is a time that we celebrate saints. Now, since it's November 1st, is All Saints Day, the day before All Saints Day makes it October 31st. And another name for All Saints Day is All Hallows Day. And therefore, October 31st is All Hallows Eve, which we've adjusted to Halloween. Okay? Now, Halloween is a secular day, and so on. But the All Hallows Day, or a day that we celebrate saints, was an early Christian day and continues to this day. Now, it was in the early times a day when they remembered Christian martyrs, people who were killed because of their faith. And of course, in the early first 200-300 years, unfortunately, that was a pretty common occurrence. For us here in this country today, we can be very, very thankful that that does not happen often today, but it does in the world. Got a question. Saints. We remember those who have died, but what about those of us still living? How many here, show of hands, how many are saints? How many are saints? How many are sinners? Now we got hands up there. Martin Luther, the guy at the top, okay, said we are all at one time saints and sinners. We are saints because we believe in Jesus and have His salvation. We are sinners because we fall short of the perfection of God. So we who believe are indeed saints. And the difference between those that we remember this morning and us now is that they have gone on to a connection with Jesus in eternity. We're still waiting for that. Okay? But we are saints just as they are saints. And we'll come to that in a minute. the connection there with that, I think, is a little deeper than we first normally look at. And this deepness goes with where we have things in common. Common is the word from which, or related to, our word communion. And communion is what we're going to celebrate in a little bit here. And looking at that, it comes from the Latin word communis. If I say that right. I was not around when they spoke Latin regularly. Communis. Common. Now, a danger in taking the word common and applying the concept of, you know, common means simple or basic. It really is not that context here, but common means what we do together. And communion is when we do it together. In a little while, we will have Holy Communion, which indicates the presence of Jesus and us coming to His table. You know, it's not my table up here. I tell the kids that when we have our first communion classes. It's not my table. It's not any pastor's table. It's not Andrea's table or Larry's. And it's not the acolyte's table who serve the wine. It is Jesus' table inviting us to that. Now, so communion, being done together, are the saints there too? Yes. The saints, okay, are at the table. And, well, if you look at the fourth verse of the For All the Saints, and we sang the fourth verse, O blessed communion, fellowship divine, we feebly struggle, they in glory shine. You see, they are at the communion table also. And, gee, where does it say that? Well, looking at some of the verses or scriptures or liturgy, in a little bit, we're going to look at the service of communion. And there's a little piece in there. It's called the preface. And if you look in your books, we're going to jump you around a little bit. You always have to look in the books. How about page, 72-ish? Okay, there we go. I should have marked this. There's the communion. Well, anyway, the preface is a preparatory statement prior to the communion. Now let's back up. There it is. Bottom of page 68 is the preface. So if you look on page 68, right at the bottom, it begins, it is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places. Okay? And in your hymn, the ending of it, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Who is they? Not printed in the bulletin, but it's in all the prefaces. Today we have one for All Saints Day. It ends, and so, with the church on earth, that's us, and the hosts of heaven, that's them. That is they. That is the saints that we remember today. We praise your name and join their unending hymn. So when we have communion, it's not just us coming to the Lord's table here. Jesus is at that table, and where Jesus is, so are also all saints. Now, one last little thing, and Martin Luther didn't write this, but, and in fact, we will be using the Nicene Creed today. Page 65, this is what happens if you put a teacher up here. He has you open a book and start bouncing around. Page 65 is the Apostles' Creed. Now, the Apostles' Creed has been around for over 1,700 years. So is the Nicene Creed, by the way. The last part concerning the Holy Spirit, and notice the Apostles' Creed is first person. I believe. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church. Catholic means total, eclectic church. And what? The communion of saints. The fellowship, the coming together, the common connection of all the saints. We are saints here on earth. Yeah, we're sinners too. We can't forget that. But we are saints because that is part of our conviction and our process. So when we come to the Lord's table, and we come as God's invited guests, we are coming with all saints, both here on earth and in heaven. So may the Holy Spirit enlighten you and bless you to realize that in Christ, that great mystery of the union with Christ, you are joined to all who are joined to Him. Let us pray. O God, the King of saints, we praise and magnify your holy name for all your servants who have finished their course in your faith and fear. For the Blessed Virgin Mary and the holy patriarchs, the prophets, apostles, and martyrs. For all your other righteous servants. And we beseech you that, encouraged by their example, strengthened by their fellowship, we may come to everlasting life through the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things are made. For us and for our salvation,
Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world. Amen. United with the saints of every time and place, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, in your great love and forgiveness, you call us your saints. Direct us now in your way of servanthood so that the whole world will know your unending love. Hear us, O God. Life-giving God, you shower your creation with blessings of abundance. Sustain us with your blessing so that we may never cease to protect and find joy in your creation. Hear us, O God. God of all nations, you raise up leaders to govern the nations. Give us clear vision and a spirit of wisdom in the upcoming elections, and empower the newly elected to work for justice and harmony. Hear us, O God. Compassionate God, you look upon the lowly and call them blessed. Bless the poor, the hungry, and those who suffer persecution. Comfort those who mourn, those having to make hard decisions, those who are lonely, and all who are in need. Today we pray especially for our shut-ins, the sick, and those who are in need of our prayers, compassion, and care, and who are listed in the prayer list in the back of our bulletin. Are there others for whom we should pray today? For all those listed and mentioned here, and those said in the silence of our hearts, Lord, hear us, O God. Merciful God, you redeem your people and seal us with the promise of your Holy Spirit. Guide the newly baptized as they embrace their new identity as holy children of God. Hear us, O God. We give thanks for all the saints who have gone before us, especially from here at this congregation of Messiah, for those who died this past year, for David Britcher, Dorothy Smith, Ben Towsey, Dorothy Kleck. We also remember Robert Martin. Are there others that we should remember, especially this day? Again, for those saints that have gone before us, through their faithful witness, we continue to set our hope on Christ Jesus. Hear us, O God. Rejoicing in hope, we lift our prayers to you, most gracious Lord, trusting that you have received them in your care. Amen. May the the peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another the joy of Christ.
Thank you.
God, our Creator, you give us all we are, all we have, all we bring, and all we need. Draw us together around your table with all your saints on earth and in your eternal home. Let us eat and drink your promise of new life, that we might be your promise to the world. Spoken in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord. In the blessedness of your saints, you have given us a glorious pledge of the hope of our calling, that, moved by their witness and supported by their fellowship, we may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and with them receive the unfading crown of glory. And so, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, you are praise and glory, you we worship and adore. You formed the earth from chaos, you encircled the globe with air, you created fire for warmth and light. You nourished the lands with water, you molded us in your image, and with mercy higher than the mountains, with grace deeper than the seas, you blessed the Israelites and cherished them as your own. That also we, estranged and dying, might be adopted to live in your spirit, you called to us through the life and death of Jesus. And the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Together as the body of Christ, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. With this bread and cup, we remember your Son, the firstborn of your new creation. We remember his life lived for others and his death and resurrection, which renews the face of the earth. We await his coming when, with the world made perfect through your wisdom, all our sins and sorrows will be no more. Amen. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and compassionate, send upon us with this meal your Holy Spirit, whose breath revives us for life, whose fire rouses us to love. Enfold us in your arms, all who share this holy food. Nurture in us the fruits of the Spirit, that we may be a living tree, sharing your bounty with all the world.
Amen.
Holy and benevolent God, receive our praise and petitions as Jesus received the cry of the needy, and fill us with your blessing until needy no longer and bound to you in love, we feast forever in the triumph of the Lamb, through whom all glory and honor is yours, O God, O Living One, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God keeps adding places at the table. Come to the banquet that has no end. you in his grace. Amen. Lord, and sing his praise. Let us pray. We thank you, God, our host, for inviting us here to taste the future when you will feed all the hungry at your table. Keep this hope alive in us and in our communities so that we might bring hope to a eternal comfort and good hope. Comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. Thank you.